The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Horrendous story that you will have heard Shane and Ciara talking about in Ballintubber in County Roscommon. 94-year-old lady and her two sons have been left deeply traumatised after being held hostage by a gang of six men who broke into their home early yesterday evening. They were armed with screwdrivers and other weapons, and the gang ransacked the property in the early hours of yesterday morning in a burglary that has left the community reeling. For more on this, we're joined by Paul Williams, crime correspondent with the Irish Independent, and by Roscommon Galway TD Michael Fitzmaurice. And Michael, I might start with you. I assume there is a great shock in the local community over what happened.
Well, obviously there's a huge shock. Our thoughts are with the family, first of all. But the problem is when something like this happens in an area, not alone the family that's devastated and have to live with this for many years. They never really get over it, to be quite frank about it. But it's the harm it causes in an area of the fear, especially for our elderly people, in all the communities, because it's widespread. Someone would hear it on your radio this morning in some other part of the country. But locally, for the people that live in the area, and, you know, there's people, you know, afraid. That's the big problem, the fear that comes in when you hear this happen, especially that we're moving towards the back end of the year now, longer nights, and there will be a fear there among people.
And particularly when so many would hope that your home is the one place that you are meant to feel secure. You close the door, you sit inside and you think, well, that's it, at least I'm safe here. The thought that any set of headlights coming down the road might bring with it this kind of danger. It's an awful situation for people living on their own and for people who are elderly.
Well, first of all, and I always say it, there has to be a crow on the wire that is given information, because I'd know of the premises that unfortunately those people where they were basically attacked, and it's not in a main thoroughfare. Someone had to give information, and when you look at the amount of people that went to that house for the torment and torture that those people, that the family went through, to be quite frank about it, it's not on. And what's the solutions? I know that Paul will be able to fill you in better than I will. I know that crime during COVID had come down. It probably was because of different restrictions or whatever, but unfortunately I think there's something like a 34% increase again in burglaries. And one thing we need to make sure is boots on the ground in the line of the Gardaí. And I would have always said down through the years, every time there was a local Garda station there near that premises within a few miles of it, it was closed for the new policy that's among the policing. And now we're sort of, to be quite frank about it, we're policing more from a distance at the moment. And where the advantage was down through the years, the local guard, and many people criticised them, but they were able to find out everything that was going on because they were involved in communities. And if there was someone starting to, get out of hand, they would be on it fairly quick. Whereas now it's not as obvious to them, and that is a problem coming down the line.
And from your own experience of the constituency and your constituents, do you see this as an increasing problem?
Well, we are, if you look at Roscommon, you had a few more incidents in the last few weeks in, we'd call it, South Roscommon. And it's not a good trend, to be quite frank about it. The problem is the fear, and that's what I really worry about. There's other people that are, especially elderly, living on their own, because in the west of Ireland, you do have a lot of that. There's this fear of, basically, that we'll go back again, because for a while, in fairness, there wasn't as much of it, but the fear that you have is that those people will go back again to basically barricading up their houses, living a very lonesome life in fear of what may happen at night, and that's not on.
Paul Williams, as I said, is with us. He's, of course, crime correspondent with the Irish Independent. And Paul, you've been a crime correspondent for a long time. Do you see this as a continuing pattern, or is it as it would appear that we're seeing more of these kind of home invasions, more of the kind of violent crime that's been reported on the last number of weeks?
Good morning, Anton, and thank you for reminding me for how long I've been around the bloody place. I have to say, I totally am on the same page as Michael and all of this. This is the first crime story I ever covered was in the early 1980s, in 1984. The first time somebody threatened me with a firearm was an elderly farmer in Leitrim, my own native county, because he was so terrified of being attacked. And that phenomenon began in the 1980s. And in fact, in 1984 is a seminal year. That was the year that there was an epidemic of these in Roscommon, Sligo, Mayo, Leitrim. And it culminated in an elderly lady of 82 years of age, Bridget Cummins, who was beaten to death by a burglar in her home. So it's very resonates very much. And it's very much part of the collective memory of people living in these areas when this happens. And unfortunately, it is a perennial fact, or a fact that perennially people are going to be seriously injured or killed, because not only, you know, it's not just about a direct result of a violent assault, but the absolute torture and torment, as Michael says there, that these people, elderly people living on their own, or living a couple of people living on their own, suffer. These people go into their homes to terrorise them. They don't go in to rob the place. They know they're going in intent on creating as much damage as they possibly can. And just to give you an overview of how this kind of crime can be categorised, this is categorised as what we call rural crime. That there are two divisions or two subsections in this category. One are the groups of criminals who specialise in break-ins at locked-up, isolated premises where they break in, steal cigarettes and high-value goods. That they're the guys who are very professional at getting around systems. They know they're not going to run into anybody. They're not intent on committing damage and mayhem. Now, the guys who are involved in this, we call them travelling gangs. And these are people who are... A lot of them can be probably traced back through the generations to the scumbags who were causing all this trouble back in the early 80s. It becomes a sort of a family business, and they have big family networks across the country, these people, and they specialise. And when Michael talks about the crow on the wire, that's very well put, because the crow on the wire is they use local sources in some areas, but also they specialise and they have people out travelling around to find places. So it is would not be outside the bounds of possibility that these chaps, whoever they are, decided to go in and buy something in that shop in Ballintubber in the past few days, the past few weeks, that is part of a list. And as Michael said there have been a bunch of robberies or burglaries like this in that area recently. And one of the gangs, like, to really put these people in perspective, do you remember, and you will remember this, Anton, and your listeners will, there were three thugs last year were killed when they tried to escape from the Gardaí, well-known burglars. One of them was called Dean Maguire, the other one was called Graham Taylor, and the other one was called Carl Freeman. And they suffered a horrific death when they crashed their car in Dublin. They were part of a very large national gang, once run by a notorious criminal called Fat Andy Connors. Now, this crowd have up to about 70 or 80 people in them. Now, at their funeral, Anton, and just remember this and put this in perspective, and this puts the kind of bastards in perspective that did what they did the other night in Roscommon. This guy, Dean Maguire, was celebrated by his friends and acquaintances with two screwdrivers and a pair of gloves with the line after it, "No better man to put them to use." Dean Maguire and his gang had been caught in Britain, but they'd been caught all over Ireland, and particularly they'd been caught in the northwest of the country where they were specialising in this kind of robbery. And when they go into a place, when Dean and his pals went into a place, just like these other thugs the other night, they went in armed with screwdrivers. That was their tools of their trade. They went in knowing that they were going to target an elderly woman and two men in their 60s and to terrorise them. And that's the sad reality of all of this. And remember going back to Pádraic Nally. Pádraic Nally in Mayo killed a man who came to his house to rob him, because Pádraic Nally was driven to the edge of despair at that particular time. And how long ago was that? That's nearly 20 years ago. This is a problem that is recurring. I remember in the Irish Independent, we started a major campaign in 2015 when the level of rural crime had hit epidemic proportions. But these gangs are operating from the Midlands, they're operating from counties like Tipperary, Limerick, the south, but particularly in Dublin. And they've been using the motorway network around the country.
Well, that's a question, Paul, cars. That I wanted your view on, because Michael was saying there about the thing of the boots on the ground and having a greater level of visible or present community policing. Mm-hmm. Does that work? Does that stop this? If it is a gang that's targeting and they can use the motorway network to go to a very isolated rural house, do this kind of crime and depart, is there much that a beat cop can do to prevent that?
Well, the cops, the guards have had great success. Going back to 2015, by the reason this thing took off in 2015 or became an issue in 2015 was because of the cutbacks and the lack of police around the country because of the austerity and all of that. But they have specialised burglary gangs operating from Dublin who have been very, very successful and know how to target these guys. But the thing is, there are so many of them. But going back to, again, Michael touched on it, in rural Ireland, the Garda administrative regions have reduced from 6 to 4. There are now 19 super divisions, which are supposed to replace the 28 divisions that were there before. The number of superintendents and chiefs and districts have disappeared. And that's going back to the local policing networks. This is a part of the new great modern effort to turn the Irish Garda Síochána into the British police. The British police, which I'd remind you, have basically a success rate of 7% of reported crime. That's what we're turning our the Garda Síochána into. And that then is reflected on the ground because there is then less police, even though there's more police in the force than there has been for many, many years or ever. You then have a less police operating in rural areas because they all gravitate around their divisional headquarters and what have you. And you don't have the same connectivity between the public and the police as you had before. And that is an absolute fact. And that does have a major effect when it trickles down to the streets, when these chaps are travelling around using their networks. Very sophisticated sophisticated operators, I suppose the only word you can use for them, and even though they're such brutes, but they know how to get around police detection, especially in rural Ireland, because they have so many people there. They can track guards, they can sit outside police stations that are 20 miles away, 30 miles away from their targeted area, and they'd be able to tell the guys on the mobile phone, listen, the cops are leaving the station now, you have about 25 minutes to get yourselves out of there and go such a route, get on the motorway and come back. Unfortunately, it is a harsh fact of life.
You use the phrase, Paul, of how these brutes and the brutality is being mentioned a lot in the texts that are coming in. One, for instance, saying, my elderly uncle was terrorised during a break-in and they threatened his wife, who was terminally ill and bedbound. It turned out the guy who did it was out on remand with a string of convictions for burglaries of a similar fashion. Our legal system is a disgrace. And Michael Fitzmaurice, at the outset, you were talking about the fear that this creates within the wider community for people, particularly if they're isolated, particularly if they're elderly. I suppose it also is worth talking about the legacy that it will have for this woman and her two sons. 94-year-old woman, two sons in their 60s. It is hard to see how they could recover from something like this and how they could ever feel secure in their home again.
Well, they probably never will. And if you listen to Paul, when he talked there about a person being beaten to death, you know, this is what these people are capable of. And as I say, they'll never get over what happened to them that night. You know, they're going to remember they were put into a room. One of them was assaulted. And, you know, that memory will live forever with those people. But as I say, it's not alone that it's the rest of the areas right around. Because it's every community, be it in the area that's involved, you're not far from a Mayo border, you're not far from a Galway border. Galway border is only up the road from it. And it's the communities around that will actually live in fear of this. And the big problem is, and, you know, we have questioned this thing called legal aid. And unfortunately, from what we are led to believe, when you catch those scumbags or those thugs, they'll get free legal aid. And if you don't give it, then you can go through the courts and they can basically get away with not getting proper procedure. This is the big problem, because I hear many people saying to us as public representatives, why do they get legal aid? That's the reason why. And there isn't a thing that we can stop on that there. But we need to make sure, and I'm back again to the feet on the ground. Paul has very well outlined the new procedures in the Gardaí. Ireland is a different country to the UK. We are very rural, especially in the west of Ireland. We have a lot of people that are more elderly than other parts of the world or in certain parts of the country. And we've got to make sure we look after them. But on top of that, another thing that's creeping in, on top of those scumbags of gangs that's coming, as Paul has said, from different parts of the country, we are now seeing as well basically a drug epidemic in a lot of places that, you know, smaller towns that one time ago you wouldn't know what a drug was, and now you're hearing it, that such a youngster. And when we have lost the local policing, I there are still some towns with local policing. Ballygare, up the road from me, is one. And there's a guard there. And he knows everything that's going on. He's able to get on with everyone. He keeps a handle on everything. And these are the things we need to do. Sometimes when we think we're doing better in this country by this new policing system that we are going down, it's a backward step, in my view. And on top of that, people, you know, and in fairness, there's a lot of community alerts. There is vehicle, as Paul has said there. What generally happens is there is what we would call a lamper or a scouter that comes a few days ahead of it, and they weigh up everything and they give the information. And those people, you know, Gardaí needs to be made aware of those people. In fairness, there's a lot of community alerts. I see it right around me, where you'd see it coming up on Facebook and all of that. It's such a care, the colour of it and all of that. But they can't give the full number. That's the problem. Because if they do, then GDPR and all
indeed,
that.
And nor can you
we are gone.
Course,
we are,
going
we
to
are gone so far.
When they come back
and
to
I,
the crowd.
As Paul has said.
Just to tell you, Michael, just from judging by the texts that are coming in, there is a huge degree of shock and disgust at what happened. There's also a huge desire to see that the people involved be caught quickly and be prosecuted. If you do want to get in touch with the show, 53106 at a cost of 36 cents, you can email patkenny@newstalk.com, and obviously we're on Twitter @patkennynt. Time is against us, gentlemen, so that's where we will have to leave it. That was Roscommon Galway TD Michael Fitzmaurice and Paul Williams, crime correspondent with the Irish Independent. As I say, 53106 if you want to get in touch with the show. Now we'll try to win you some money.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.